Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about the importance of getting clarity and why it matters and why you should focus on it. So if you're new to this channel, if you're new to this episode, if you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And hit that like button so that way you can get notifications and see new videos, new episodes, new conversation that come about. The main important thing that this topic will revolve around is gaining clarity. Clarity is the most difficult thing to ever have, because how do you know you would like to do something if you don't understand why you're doing something? So let me know where you're from in the comments. Let me know where you're from so that way I can go ahead and add everybody else. Today we're talking about clarity in this video, in this episode, in this podcast episode. We are going to talk about clarity. So let me go ahead and hit this live button over here. Let me go ahead and make sure I'm set up over here. I got my lights on. So we are diving deep with the importance of clarity, because one thing that I've learned while going on a 90-day challenge to make $100,000 is that clarity is difficult to have. And my apologies, I didn't introduce myself. So my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're going to focus on podcasting tips. Because in order to deliver a message, in order to create a podcast, in order to launch your story, you have to be willing to be clear on the message that you would like to serve. So it is so important that this video is going to help you not only understand the importance of clarity, but help you recognize that you can get clear if you're willing to put time into your development. The reason why putting time into your development is so important is because many times in life, in order to be clear, you have to understand what you are doing, where you are going, why you're doing a particular thing. 6 months ago, I pitched my first time pitching or getting in front of an audience and pitching what I do. It was not as clear. When I got up in front of people, when I got up in front of an audience, I introduced myself as someone that was in social media. And as I'm in social media, I fully didn't recognize how broad that was, like how much goes into social media. You have different platforms, you have different social medias, you have different places where that can be confusing. But I didn't fully understand why it was confusing. So when I gave my first presentation, I gave my first talk, and I gave my first pitch, I delivered it in a way where I knew how to at that time. And so when I introduced myself, I said, yeah, so I help entrepreneurs with their social media, you know, help them turn their views into sales. That's what I was focusing on at the time. But what I didn't recognize was that it was still confusing, because social media can consist of Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter. Like, social media is so broad that you can have so many different things in there. And so it was so much of a struggle for me to even identify what that even consisted of. Like, how can I get clear onto something if I'm not sure what the something is? So I really had to dive into myself, really get coaching, really get help, really seek mentorship to not only help me get clear, but help me identify why I'm getting clear. And so when I got done with my presentation, it came to me, my mentors during with Action Zone, who's a nonprofit program who's helping veterans launch their business. And so they say, Terrell, let's talk to you. So I go in the office and they say, Terrell, like, you did a phenomenal job presenting. Like, the way you presented, it was good. It was phenomenal. It was amazing. But you didn't say no to anything. They said every time somebody asked you about something, you said yeah. And at the time, I'm thinking that's what you're supposed to do. Well, you're in business. You're starting something new. You're doing something. But you can say no. But I said yes to everything because I didn't know I can say no. And so what I start to really understand, really start to learn, is that many times in life, you are going to have to say no to something. You can't say yes to everything, because if you say yes to everything, what are you saying no to? And so when I really started to pay attention to what I was saying, what I was delivering, what I was bringing, I was getting so frustrated because I didn't know how to be clear on the problem that I saw. Now, in entrepreneurship, you have to be willing to identify a problem that you would like to solve and go all out solving it. What I struggled with was identifying the type of problem that I wanted to solve. I understand a lot of people not on social media. I understand a lot of people don't have confidence to be on camera. And what I didn't recognize is that there's different languages that I can use that would help me understand how to solve my ideal customer, or help to solve the problem that I like to focus on. And so what I really paid attention to is that gaining clarity is the most challenging thing there is, because how do you know that the problem that you're currently solving will be the problem that you are focusing on? I was struggling because I didn't fully understand that. And so when I was giving my presentation, I was talking in front of an audience of many people. They start asking questions. Later on, after the presentation, I start taking questions. You know, it's like, do you manage the social media? Do you manage social media account? I was like, yes. Do you create flyers? I was like, yes. Do you post and manage the account for other people? I was like, yes. I said yes to everything. And what I didn't fully understand is that I said yes to everything, not knowing the amount of work that it took to do one particular thing. And what I struggled with was gaining the clarity, was gaining the understanding, was identifying what problem I wanted to solve. Now, it was so hard for me to identify the problem because it was just so much that I was thinking of. Like, okay, social media is one thing. But as you identify one thing, you have to continue to narrow it down. And what's so challenging in that is that it takes time for you to narrow it down. And so I was really trying to recognize how to narrow it down to one particular thing, one particular industry, one particular problem. And so I start asking questions. I start gaining guidance. I start putting myself out there. Because as I continue to put myself out there, I started to learn how I can solve a problem. What I didn't recognize was that different problems causes for different solutions, which means that your energy is taken from that and it goes into something else. Every time you have a new problem, you have to invest time and energy and concentration to know that it's something that you can do. What took me a long time to recognize, what took me a long time to learn, was that it's a process behind the problem. Behind one problem, it's a lot of things that goes on behind it. It's the language, it's the marketing, it's the way you put yourself out there. And so what I start to pay attention to was that if I focus on one problem rather than turning views into sales, okay, what does that even mean? I remember I got a question like, so do you do advertising? Do you do marketing? Like, what do? I'm like, I don't know what I do at this point, because clarity is so confusing to have. When you are going along your journey and you're starting something new, to be clear on what you're doing only comes over time. I start to recognize what I was doing over time because I learned how to be clear. I learned how to say no, and I identified why I need to say no. It helped me not be so hard on myself, but recognize that it's okay to say no. I thought just because I was saying no, it made it seem like I didn't want to work with no one. And when I really dive into it and really paid attention to it, when you say no, you're setting boundaries, not necessarily, you're setting boundaries and you're setting expectations, because now people are not going to come to you for everything. They're going to come to you for something. it was the something that caused me to really learn more about it, because the something was so confused to identify. And the reason why this is so important, the reason why I keep talking about it, is because clarity is the most important thing that you can ever have. Because when you have a clear direction of what you would like to do, this is where you do the work. This is where you do the preparation. This is where you learn. Kobe Bryant was my favorite player. And his whole basketball career, he focused on being a better basketball player. He focused on being the greatest basketball player. He just focused on being the best that he can be. And so when I understood that, when you identify one thing that you can do, one thing that you can practice at, one thing that you can improve on, you get better over time. My favorite football player, my favorite football quarterback is Tom Brady. Tom Brady focused on his craft. He was not a good quarterback because he was just talented. Every practice, every day, he practiced every day. He got better every day. And I saw an interview that he did. He explained that if I practice as hard as I play, when it's time for us to play, the way I'm playing won't be as hard because I practice hard. And so when he said that, it made me really think that this man is the greatest football player of all time. He's not the greatest soccer player of all time. He's not the greatest hockey player of all time. He's not the greatest baseball player of all time. He's the greatest football player of all time. And the reason why being clear is so vital, is so important, is so special. Because you can do things that will make you better. You can do certain tweaks that will improve your skills. You can do certain workouts that will not only improve your skills, but make you better just a little bit. And the reason why this is so important, because you get better over time. Being the Serena sisters, they was good at tennis. They were great tennis players because it was something that they focused on every single day. Tiger Woods is a phenomenal golfer because it's something that he focused on every single day. You see, gaining clarity is the most challenging thing there is, because you have to say no to a lot of things. And just because you say no to a lot of things doesn't mean that you're a bad person. When you say no to majority of things, you're recognizing your skill. You're recognizing your clarity. You identify how clear you would like to be for a certain goal. Many times in life, it's identifying the skill that you like to focus on and get better over time. You see, clarity is the most challenging thing there is, because how do you let go of all your creativity to say, I see this other thing over here, the shiny object syndrome. This thing is catching my eye, so I'm going to stop doing this thing over here, then I'm going to learn this thing over here. When I started my journey half a decade ago, I was going from industry to industry to course to course, and I was just learning different things. Now, learning different things is not the problem. Doing different things is the problem, because as I'm learning something new, I have to continue to start at the bottom, which means that I now don't have clarity because I'm always starting over. I'm always starting something new. I'm always starting from the bottom, because in order to get from the bottom to the top, you have to be willing to stay with one thing that you can commit to. You see, commitment is so challenging because this is where your clarity comes from. You get better with the time that you are putting into yourself until you recognize that you can only get better. You're only improving. You're not losing your skill. You're not losing your talent. You're increasing your ability to understand the problem that you like to focus on. Your creativity is always within you. But to go from thing to thing to new industry to new skill is the most challenging thing, because you get better over time. I watched John Jones. He's fighting. He's back fighting. And he fought a couple years ago when he was younger, and he fought in UFC. And when he was fighting in UFC, he was good. Like, don't get me wrong, he was phenomenal. The videos that I've recently watched, that man is crazy. He's training at a different level. He's training at a different capacity. Here's why I say that. Because I saw a sparring video that he was doing with his coach. And one move that he did, it was something that I've never saw before. Of course, I'm not in MMA. But this man, John Jones, is really focusing on his craft. And one video said that it took him 3 years to gain muscle, to gain weight. It took him 3 years. So you know how much you have to work out for 3 years just to gain your weight, just to be healthy enough to perform? You see, when you have clarity, you're willing to go through anything until you figure out what you are doing, because your goal is always there in front of you. Your goal is something that you're always thinking of. Your goal is something that you can evolve into. Because when you have clarity, you understand the work that needs to be done. Because you know your attention is not spread thin. Your attention is focused on. When you have focus, you have clarity. You see, gaining the focus is the most challenging thing, because clarity comes from focus. How do you say no to so many different skills, so many different opportunities, so many different things that you're good at? And start saying yes to every opportunity that comes from this focus, that comes from this strength, that comes from you putting yourself out there in a way that's going to help you grow. You see, I started to do a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And I'm learning the importance of clarity, because I'm learning the language. I'm learning the problem over again. But it's the same problem. It's not a different problem that I'm learning. It's not. So I'm helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they can share that message with the right audience. And as I'm doing this, it's the fact that I'm helping a specific group of people, which are entrepreneurs, with a specific problem, which is lack of confidence to start their podcast. And so when I recognize the route that I would like to go, I'm like, okay, I need to be committed to this 24/7, no matter what. No matter what, I have to be committed to this. Because if I'm not, now my attention is going to go to something else. Okay, when an entrepreneur launched their podcast, they need some editing. Okay, so when the editing is done and they need it to be completed, who's going to do it? Okay, so rather than be focused on editing, because I understand the time that goes into editing a podcast and editing an episode and editing short clips, which goes back to the social media management that I recently talked about. Like, people ask, do you manage the social media? I said, no. Well, at first I said, yeah, but over time I start to say no, because it's a lot that goes into that. But now my attention is no longer separated. My attention is all focused on helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they can share the message with the right audience. The reason why that's so important is because I have a better understanding of what I'm doing and how I can go about doing it and who I would like to serve. Many times in life, it's identify the path that you are on and know that you can grow from this, that you can develop from this, that you can improve from this. And it's recognizing the effort that comes from improvement comes from your commitment to focus. Comes from you focusing and saying no to things that you're not good at, things that you don't have to be good at. And you're also saying no to opportunities that catch your eye. The shiny object syndrome is a real thing, because it's like there's a sparkle in your eye. There's something that's catching your attention. There's a movie called Up. And this movie, there was an older gentleman who had balloons, and he had a grandson and a dog. So the dog was talking with the other dogs, but it's a cartoon. And so when the dog was talking to the dog looked at the dog, and then the other dog was like, squirrel. His attention went from the dog to the squirrel, and now they both running after it. Their attention was so small, so short, they automatically went to the squirrel, because a squirrel had their attention. When you have a skill and you're so creative, you're so amazing, saying no to opportunities would be challenging, because you have so many different things catching your attention. You have so many different things catching your attention, and that's the most difficult part there is, because how do you say no to opportunities that's coming for you? Are they really opportunities, or are there distractions to your development? Understanding the difference between the two, because it could be opportunity for one thing, yet it can be a distraction for the other, because you're not paying attention to the one that has your attention. And the reason why that's so important, because in order to learn more about the path that you are on, to be clear, you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to focus, because your clarity comes from focusing. And when you focus, you develop skill. You can't be good at everything. On the contrary, you can learn everything. so you can understand what you're doing and what you need help with. See, this 90-day challenge to make $100,000 not only taught me who I would like to help and how I would like to go about helping them, it taught me focus. It taught me clarity. Because now I'm clear on what I'm doing and how I can go about doing it more often, more frequently, and just increase the amount of work that I'm doing. Because it comes from making the decision. I'm in a business class, a business management class, and the leader says, oh, I'm sorry, and the professor, they mentioned, they asked, like, why does a CEO get paid so much? I'm like, that is a good question. Why does a CEO get paid so much? He barely doing the work. He's not even doing the work to get all the money. And so when I thought about it, I said, why does a CEO get all the money? Like, and then they use the example of Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Tyler Perry. So I'm looking, I'm like, how do they get all this money? Like, why does a CEO get paid so much money? Because I'm thinking because they're at the top. Nah, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. From my understanding of why the CEO get paid the most is because the CEO knows a little about everything. And since he know a little about everything, he can bring in skills or skilled people to fill in the everything so he can only focus on one thing. And I'm like, that's crazy. How does that even work? There's so many different things that go into a business. I'm not Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or Tyler Perry or anything of that nature. I'm at the bottom, and I'm working my way up. But there's a process that goes on working your way up, because at first you have to lay the foundation in order for you to get to the next step. Not even the next few steps, but the next step is that you have to lay your foundation. To have clarity, you have to understand what you are laying. And it took me some while to understand that your foundation comes from your level of purpose, from your level of focus. Because if you're focused on your development, your clarity will follow it. And so when your foundation is the bottom. It's what holds everything together. When this is built, you can go to the next step. You're not skipping steps. You're just going to the next step. And when I start to really understand, like, that's crazy. So a CEO get paid? Because they understand everything, they know a little about everything, but they can hire people to fill in everything. They don't have to do everything. Oh, got it. A CEO gets paid the most, in my understanding, in my perspective, because he's not doing everything. He's not doing everything. He's forward thinking. He's thinking about the company in a way that's going to, he or she's thinking about the company and how they can grow. If they was bringing in the money, if they was talking to the employees, if they was doing different things that go inside the business, they wouldn't be there. They wouldn't be the CEO, because one person is limited to a skill. One person is not going to be that great, yet one person can work with others. Oh, got it. Got it. A CEO surround him or herself with people that can get the job done. With people that has focus, with people who has clarity. I said, oh, got it. I got it now. Because when you have clarity, you have focus. To get focus from your clarity, you have to know what you are doing, what you are good at, and why you're good at something. And in order for you to understand that time is showing you that you can grow and improve within yourself, it shows that you are on the right path when you have a better understanding of what you're doing. And it made sense to me, because what I'm learning now, how I'm developing, all came from me doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000, because I'm doing things based off my clarity and focus that will help me grow over time. And this is going to help me faster, because I'm able to develop over time. In fact, I'm able to develop overnight on how fast I'm focusing, on how quickly I'm growing, and how much I'm able to develop. Let me know in the comments so far what's your biggest takeaway on clarity. I'm going to read the comments and I'm going to come back. Make sure you hit that like button so far if you're getting value from this. Like the video and then also subscribe to the channel. Please subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast as well because the episode is going to help you become the best version of yourself. So I'm going to take a second to read the comments and I'll be right back. You see, it goes to show that when you grow within yourself, when you grow your mind and expand what you are thinking, you develop even more because as you are developing within yourself, you start to see things that you never paid attention to. I started to see things in myself that I never knew existed. And it taught me that when you are focused on your development, when you are focused on yourself, you keep improving over time. And as time is going and as you're doing the work and as you are improving, not only are you improving, you are showing that it's okay for you to grow. I started to grow within myself. I started to grow within myself because I became focused. I started to say no to a lot of things because a lot of things were pulling my attention away. I remember when I started half a decade ago, I started in real estate because I read this book, Rich Dad and Poor Dad. And then as I continued to go along the journey, I started to really learn that the Rich Dad and Poor Dad book by Robert Kiyosaki was not about real estate. It was about putting, it gave you a different perspective from the way a person with not a lot of money thought and a person with a lot of money thought. And I learned that in order to be focused, you have to be willing to change what you know and improve what you think. This taught me something, and it showed me that when I started in real estate, and then I jumped to surplus funds, and then when I jumped to surplus funds to real estate wholesaling, then when I jumped from real estate to surplus funds to real estate wholesaling, I started cooking, I started making videos, I started so many different things. And what I didn't recognize is that as I'm starting so many different things, I'm quitting so many different things because I have to continue to start at the bottom. I have to continue to start at the bottom. I remember a half a decade ago during COVID-19, as the world was shutting down, my world started to open because I started to learn more about myself. I remember cold calling people. I remember cold calling homeowners, asking them, would you like to sell your property? And at the time, I didn't fully understand that was a closed-ended question. That was kind of like an open-ended question, but it was a question that really didn't give me that much information. But I was willing to do it. I was willing to learn. I was willing to evolve because as I started to evolve, I started to see myself differently. As I started to see different opportunities, I was saying yes to everything because I had shiny object syndrome. And I was learning how to take my attention off of everything. What I didn't recognize was that that was a bad thing if I'm not able to focus on a thing. You see, you can be creative. My mama, who's a single mother raising three boys by herself, she's very creative. She can draw, and it surprises. Every time I see a picture that she draws, I'm always surprised. Because how do you see a blank canvas? How do you see a blank canvas and say, I can draw something on there and make the something that I'm drawing come to life? You know how much focus a person has to have for them to be as detailed when it comes to creating pictures from scratch? As I got older, I said that takes a lot of clarity. It takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of determination. The fact that you can see something blank and create something. Oh my. I started to learn. If I wanted to create something from nothing, I have to be willing to focus on one thing. Rather than focusing on five different things at a time, one thing would change my life because this one thing is something that I can learn. This one thing is something that I can improve on. This one thing, it's something that will make me better over time. Because when you pay attention to that something, that thing becomes a something that makes you focus. I started to really understand something. I start to identify what clarity actually meant. What being clear actually consisted of. And it taught me that when you are clear about a goal, when you have focus on something that you are paying attention to, when you pay attention to the steel, not only are you paying attention to it, you can develop yourself over time. The goal behind clarity is gain a better understanding of what you are doing. My high school career, my high school football career, I learned every year. I improved every year. I got better just a little bit every single year. So I played for my 9th and 12th grade year. In my 9th and 10th grade year, I wasn't that good. I was okay, but I wasn't that good. And what it taught me is that if you continue to do the work, if you continue to show up, if you continue to ask and learn questions, eventually you will get better. My struggle was that I didn't get better overnight. So in my 9th to 10th grade year, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to develop. I'm trying to play. I'm trying to be great. But it was so hard for me to play because I wasn't that good. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't that good. I just didn't study that much. I just didn't put the work in. I just didn't focus on myself. I just didn't have clarity on what I actually wanted. Yeah, I can dream. Yes, I can think. Yes, I can have a thought. But if I don't act on that thought is just a dream. That thought is just a dream until I act on the dream that I would like to have for myself. And the reason why that's so important, I don't know why I keep doing that. Am I hearing this or something? I think I'm hearing this or something. Yeah. The reason why that's so important is because I started to stopped blaming everyone that was around me. What is it doing? Why is it doing that? I stopped blaming everyone that was around me until I learned that I was the problem. Until I discovered that I needed to change myself. So that when I change myself, I can improve over time. And it was so difficult for me to really understand why I'm improving, why I'm gaining clarity, why I'm getting better. You see, you can only get better when you decide for yourself that you want better. So my 9th to 10th grade year while playing football in high school, it was so challenging for me because I wasn't that good. But I knew I wanted to be good. I just didn't understand what work took, what type of work that I needed to put in. I just didn't fully understand that. And what I recognize is that if you want a particular goal, if you want a particular skill, if you want a particular outcome, you're going to have to do things that you're not familiar with so you can start learning the skill. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't good. I just didn't have the skill. I just wasn't doing the work. I just wasn't focused. Because what stops many people is that you lose focus on what you are working towards. I lost focus so many different times my 9th and 10th grade year. I wasn't really paying attention to it. I didn't fully understand football. I didn't know that you needed to study the play, study the language, study the calls, and really execute, really take action on what you just learned, what you just saw. Oh, and you have to go back and study the plays. You have to go back and study the film. You have to go back and watch yourself. Because when you watch yourself, you can see where you messed up. There was a lot of plays I messed up. I wish to this day I still, hold on. I might still have access. I'm gonna have to check my huddle. I ain't tried to log into huddle yet. I'm gonna try to find it. Anyway, I digress. When I started to really pay attention to the film and to the videos that I was watching as I was practicing, I started to see the amount of flaws that I had. I started to see how many times I messed up, how many times I wasn't in position, how many times I second-guessed myself. I started to see the mistakes. And when I started to see the mistakes, I looked at myself differently. Like, did I really do that? Why did I do that? In the moment you do things in the way where you think is right. When I start to watch myself, when I start to study myself, when I start to learn myself my 9th to 10th grade year, I identified that I needed certain things that I needed to improve on. There were certain things that I didn't fully understand, but for me to get it as the player, I need to put more time into it. I need to be focused just a little bit more. I need to have more clarity. So as I was growing throughout high school, it became obvious to me that if I do the work, if I focus on the work, if I just focus on one particular thing, I will be better. And at the time, I was playing linebacker, and the role of a leader, the role of a linebacker, is that you have to position yourself correctly. And if you're not in position, how do you help anyone else get in position? It wasn't the fact that I was trying to be a leader. It was the fact that I just wanted to be good. So in order for me to be good, I have to be willing to study. I have to be willing to learn. I have to be willing to watch old videos and training. Because you train to get better. You learn to improve. And if I'm not learning and studying, how do I improve? How do I remain focused when every day I go out into practice, I'm messing up? How do I remain focused when every time I go out to practice and we're having a practice and we're showing up, I don't perform? There's a saying to say, what you do in the dark will eventually comes to light. Because when people start seeing your light, they will know how much you worked on shining your light. And until you get out of darkness and recognize that you have to do things for yourself, turn on that light, turn on the book, turn on the film, turn on the videos, turn on the practice, and just really study what you need to do. The more work you put into yourself, the more people will say you are really good. The more people will recognize the amount of work that you're putting into yourself. Because you just seem a little bit better. You just appear a little bit differently. You just appear good. You see, when you have focus and you are clear on what you need to do, every single day, you get up and do it. This morning, I typically go work out around like 6 o'clock in the morning, right? So I wake up around like 5 to 5:30. Then from 5:30 to 6, I post a video, I post a picture, I post something. And then from 6 to like 6:30, 6:35, I go and work out. Because it takes me 5 minutes to get to the gym, 5 minutes to get back. So I'm there for 22 minutes. And so this morning, my normal routine is that I get up early, then go to the gym, and then come back and shower and do the work and do some work. I woke up late because I woke up around like 5:30, and then from 5:30 to 6 I posted, and then from 6 to like 7 I went back to sleep. But then 7 o'clock came and we went to the gym. But it wasn't the fact that we went to the gym based off of me not wanting to go to the gym. No, like we went to the gym, and when we went to the gym, I felt good by walking to the gym, even though it was off a routine. And what I learned during that time is that many times in life, as you are focusing on yourself, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be tired. You're going to have moments where you would like to sleep in. But as soon as you wake up, the work doesn't stop. The work doesn't wait for anyone, because eventually you will have to do the work if you're tired, if you're exhausted, if you don't even feel like it. But it still has to be done. I'm gonna go, let me know in the comments below, what is your biggest takeaway so far on gaining clarity on yourself, on your path that you would like to go? Let me know in the comments. I'm gonna read the comments for a second. I'll be right back. Make sure you hit that subscribe button too. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Because to gain clarity comes from having direction on the goal that you would like to accomplish for yourself. It's not the fact that you're not good. It's not the fact that you don't have skill. It's not the fact that God didn't give you the gift. What matters is that when you recognize something that you would like to do, even talent, if you have talent, talent is not enough, because you have to work on your skills. You have to work on your talent, and you have to develop them every single day, because if you're not, someone is coming to take your spot. I remember as I was playing football, they say you're only one play away. from your spot being taken. You're only one play away from the game, from the last game being the last game that you ever played. Come to find out, I tore my ACL my fourth game. And this was so heartbreaking for me because I worked so hard my 11th and 12th grade year. And as I was working so hard, I was focused, I had clarity, I was clear on what I wanted to do. Every day, I didn't waste no day. Every day I went to the gym. Every day I worked out. Every day I found a way to push myself. And when my 12th grade year came and I tore my ACL, my heart was broken. You see, my heart was broken because my ACL was torn. During that time, I didn't even know what an ACL even was. It was one play. I had overran the play. Overran is meaning that you ran a little bit too fast. And when I tried to stop, my knee popped. And when my knee popped, I automatically went to the ground. And when I got assistance to get back on the bench to go to the trainer table, he grabbed my leg. I'll never forget it. He grabbed my leg and he grabbed above my knee and lower my, and below my knee, and he shook it twice and he said, "Yup, it's your ACL." At the time, I'm like, "What is an ACL? Like, what does that even mean?" And he said, "Stand up." I said, "Okay." I stood up. I went back down. He said, "Yeah, you out for the game." You see, many times in life, you can work hard. You can strive to be good. You can do everything that you need to do. But you're just one play away. You're one decision away from it being your last move. So now you have to rebuild your confidence, rebuild your strength, and retrain so you can gain more focus. It's not the fact that you lost your skill, you just lost your confidence. When I tore my ACL, I lost my confidence because I lost my focus. I lost my clarity. I lost my direction. I knew I wasn't going to play college football, but I knew I was going to give it my all for the rest of the season. And I gave it my all before the injury, so I had to learn how to give myself grace because you gave it your all. If I didn't give it my all, if I didn't stay up late at night to study the videos, if I didn't stay up late at night if I didn't stay up late at night to learn the videos, if I didn't stay up at night to study the plays, if I didn't stay up late at night to do more, then I probably wouldn't have gave it my all if I wasn't focused on being the best that I can be. See, many times in life, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter the effort that you put in. When you work hard, at some point in life, your confidence will be taken away from you. You will have to rebuild your confidence, but here's the side factor, is that as you're building your confidence, you have to rediscover your purpose. You have to rediscover your purpose because your purpose only comes from clarity. When you are clear on what you would like to do, your goal and your reasoning become, you see it more. You see it better. You see, as I was going to physical therapy for my ACL, my meniscus tear, come to find out. When I had surgery, it was so challenging for me because I wasn't used to not running. I wasn't used to not walking. I wasn't used to walking with a limp. So I had to go to physical therapy. I had to build the strength up, and I also had to do the exercises back at home. You see, my physical therapist say if you don't do your exercises at home, it will take longer for you to get better. So if you want to get better, not so quickly, but quickly over time, you should do your exercises at home. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do my exercises. I'm going to try to gain my focus. I'm going to try to gain my clarity. He gave me different exercises to do. And the first one he gave me was to lay off the bed. This is the bed. These are on my legs. I had to lay on my stomach. And I had to put the bed. These are my legs. I had to lay on my stomach like halfway with my legs was off the bed. And what he taught me is that gravity, will pull your legs down. And it will help your leg be stronger. It will build that muscle back up or how it needs to. I didn't know nothing about that, so I just did what he said. Instantly, when I did it, I felt it. So I had to stay in that position for like 5 minutes. But gravity was pulling my leg down. As gravity was pulling my leg down, it was really hurting. But I was focused to get better. I was focused because I had clarity on what I needed to do. He gave me exercises. It's not like he's watching me. I have to be willing to do it by myself. And when I do it by myself, I have to know that it will take time. It will take a lot of effort. It will take so much pain. I remember sitting at home when my ACL was healing. And I'm in the little machine, and as it's moving, it's hurting. You see, when you have clarity, it's gonna hurt a little bit. It ain't gonna be as smooth as you think it would go. It was gonna hurt just a little bit. And just because it hurt just a little bit doesn't mean it's the end of the world. In fact, it's the new beginning of the world because you are rebuilding your confidence. You see, to gain clarity, you have to be willing to rebuild your confidence. You have to be able to rebuild what you have lost. Because if you don't do it, your confidence will never come back. Your confidence will always be hidden. Because many times in your life, you have to unlock the door for your confidence to be discovered again. And it's so challenging. But just because it's challenging, just because it's not as easy as you thought it was going to be, doesn't mean you can't get clear. Doesn't mean you can't gain clarity. Doesn't mean you can't be focused. You see, when I was younger, I used to be afraid of the dark. My mama used to tell me, my mama was a single mother raising 3 boys by herself. She say, son, go throw the trash out. At the time, we had trash barrels. So the trash was on the side of our house. So when we go take out the trash, we have to walk down the stairs, walk on the side, throw it away. You see, I was a little scared of the dark, so I didn't walk to throw the trash away. So let's just say, hypothetically, it's 8 o'clock at night, we had to take the trash out. So I get the bag kind of heavy. And I'm carrying it down, and I'm looking behind me. It's dark. And as I'm walking to the trash can seems further away. I said, hold it now. Why this trash can moving and it's dark? So as I'm approaching the trash can, I eventually get to the trash can. And when I lift the trash can, I throw the trash back in. And when it lands, I run and get back into the house. You see, many times in life, when you lose your confidence, you're running away from yourself. You're running away from you. You're running away from your goal because it hurts so much. You don't want to face it again. You see, one thing that I learned as I'm taking the trash out, maybe just have a flashlight so I can just see my surroundings. So I can just see what I'm around and then run back to the house anyways. Running to the house didn't stop. But I started to see the dark just a little bit differently. I had the light. And as I was shining the light, I was finding myself. You see, when you shine your light onto yourself, you can see yourself. Just imagine you have a flashlight and you put the light onto you. There's a shadow behind you because the light is on you. When the light is on you, what do? When attention is on you, you see, to understand and have focus on something that you're doing, you have to be willing to shine when there's no light. You have to be willing to shine when no one's looking at you. You have to be willing to shine when you're by yourself. Because when the light gets shine upon you, as it's shining upon you, people will start to say, he or she is really good. He or she got some skills. He or she really been working. It's what you do when the light's not shining on you that matters the most. Because when the light finally turns on you and it's your turn, it's your opportunity, it's your chance to make something happen, people would start to say, you are the one that can make it happen. You are the one that has the focus. You are the one that has the clarity. So you are the one that should be doing it. And it's not until you recognize that you can rebuild your confidence to know that you're on the right path. Let me know in the comments so far, what are your biggest takeaway on getting clear and having clarity on a goal that you would like to accomplish. I'm going to read the comments. Make sure you hit that subscribe. Make sure you hit the like. And let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway so far. You see, life is challenging. Let me tell you why life is challenging. Life is challenging because you have to be willing to challenge yourself. I recognized as I was growing up, not just only playing football, not only just going to college, not only going to the Marine Corps, not only finding myself, not only going through a divorce. Life will be challenging because you don't stop facing challenges. In fact, you discover a new one every single day. It's not something that's unfamiliar. It's something that's familiar to you as you are growing along the journey. One thing that's so challenging is to stop asking yourself, why me? I used to ask myself when I went through my different challenges, my different moments that I wasn't expecting. I used to ask myself, why did my dad not want to be in me and my two brothers' life? I used to ask, I used to think, was it me? I used to really think, was it me he didn't want to be around? Was it me and my two brothers he didn't want to be around? You said, stop asking the question of why me, or is it me, and start recognizing that it's okay for things to happen. You see, even though my dad wasn't there really in my life, I not only became the man that I am today because of my mama who raised three boys by herself, but I started to learn that many times in life, asking the question, why me, does nothing for you but put you in a position or in a feeling that's so draining, that's so not good, that's so, like, it take away from you. Because I have to learn not to ask why me, why do I need to go through this? Why do I need to experience this? Why do I have to go through a hard time? You see, a hard time makes you a better person because a challenging time causes you to be more focused. If it was easy, you would have already had clarity. But since it's a little bit challenging, you have to go through the pain. You have to go through the process. You have to go through the journey. The journey is going to be something that teaches you how to have focus and clarity on your goals. You see, you see one time my twin brother was good at swimming. And when I tell you good at swimming, I'm saying this man can get in the pool and he can stay in the pool all day swimming back and forth. So at that time he was a lifeguard. And so I was like, yeah, man, like I'm looking for a job. I was like, y'all, are y'all hiring? Because they was able to work outside. They was able to work in the pool. I'm like, they gotta be cool. I said, are y'all hiring? He said, yeah. All you gotta do is just pass the swim test. All you gotta do is pass the lifeguard test. And then you should be okay. So the lifeguard test was that you had to swim down one way and back. That's one. But you had to do that 10 times. And then once you get done doing that 10 times, one, to then you have a I think it was a 10 to 15 pound little weight. We're going to drop it in the water and you go and get it. I said, huh? Go and get it. I'm like, it seemed easy because it's only 10 to 15 pounds. And so I started. So I get in the water and I start swimming. Down, back one. Down, back two. Down, back three, all the way up to 10. By the time I got done, I was exhausted. I said, whoo, I wasn't expecting that. But I pushed through it. I made it to 10. It was challenging. It wasn't easy. It was challenging. Here's where the challenge came from. They had that 10, let's say 15-pound weight. They had that 15-pound weight, and he dropped it in the water. The weight said, and it just went down. The weight just went down. So I get in the water. I'm looking for it, right? I'm looking in the water. I'm like, okay, Okay. Ha, found it. Found it. I'm over it now. So the brick, the weight is right here. I'm over it. So now I just dive in. And I'm swimming. And I'm swimming. And I'm swimming. Mind you, it's like 12 feet. 12 feet in a pool is deep. And so I'm swimming. I'm trying to get the brick. I'm trying to get the brick. And I grabbed the brick. But what I didn't recognize is that as I was swimming, I was using all my energy. I was using all my strength. I was using all my stamina. So when I grabbed the brick and I turned around and I pushed from the ground up, I got halfway through and said, this weight is a little bit too heavy. It's either going to be the weight or it's going to be me. And as I'm trying to push, my energy is gone. But I haven't broken the water. I haven't broken the surface. And I'm still underwater. And I have this brick. I said, is it either me or the brick? I said, yeah, brick, you got to go. You got to go. I dropped that brick. I tried to come up. Yeah, I didn't get there in time. My twin brother jumped in. He pushed me to the wall. And you know how you drink chlorine or you drink a lot of pool water and you get the coughing? I was coughing because I almost drowned. But my twin brother came and saved my life. You see, many times in your life, you need someone to save your life, even though you have a brick, even though you have something heavy, even though you're carrying a load. Because it's the day that you lose the energy. It's the day that you lose confidence. It's the day that you lose belief within yourself that you need someone there to come and save you. You need someone there to come and push you. You need someone there to say, man, forget about that brick. Man, forget about that weight. But you need someone to come and save you. You see, when he jumped in the water and saved me, not only did he save me, he taught me that sometimes you have to go through challenges to know that you are going to be okay. When you are gaining clarity, when you are gaining focus within yourself, just know it's going to take time. But you have to give yourself permission to get better over time, because over time you will get better. And the biggest thing that I've learned while going along this journey and finding myself is that the more time you put into yourself, the more you develop. The more energy you put into yourself, the more you grow. The more you learn, the more you improve. But you have to be willing to learn in order to improve so you can have focus on the goal that you would like to accomplish for yourself. I'm going to read the comments right quick, and I'm coming back right quick. Joshua said, happy Veterans Day to you, brother. Thank you for your service. Joshua, bro, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for your support. You see, it's one thing that says that you're not good enough. And then there's another thing that say, how can I be good enough? See, I used to always ask, rather than me saying that I'm not that good, I'm not that bad, or why me? Excuse me. I started to learn the importance of asking myself, how can I get to the next level? How can I get to the next step? How can I grow? How can I learn? How can I develop? Excuse me. Because it's a process behind getting clear. If you was to have an idea and wouldn't understand what it takes to get there, many times in life you have to be willing to go through the process to know as you are going along the process, you're getting clear, you're getting direction, you're getting a path. When I moved from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I joined the Marine Corps, went to San Diego, I had to use my GPS everywhere because I wasn't familiar with it. I wasn't familiar with the location. So every time I got in my car, I put the GPS in and it gave me directions. It gave me a path. It gave me a goal. So I get in the car, start my car, put in the GPS, and now I'm going to work. And as I'm going to work, it's giving me directions. You're going to get on this freeway. By the time you get on this freeway, you're going to get off on this freeway. Then as you get in here, you'll be there on the, let's say, ETA, estimated time arrival is 25 minutes. But it gave me directions. When you are gaining focus and building skills within yourself, you need directions so you can keep going along the path. You can't get in the car and not know where you're going and assume that you're going to drive everywhere. But you can start with where you are at to know that that your direction and path gets clear the more focused you are on for yourself. The more clarity you have, you just have to be willing to know that you have to give yourself time. You have to give yourself time so you can be clear with what you would like to do, what you like to accomplish, and who you would like to become. I'm going to read the comments right quick. And Joshua say, great message as always. I've been learning a lot from this podcast. Bro, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. He say live stream, not podcast, my bad. Well, actually, it is a live stream and podcast. So, yeah, you actually hit on the nail. Joshua, what was the recent thing that you've learned? Like, what was the most important thing? Not necessarily the most important thing, the biggest thing that you learned so far while watching this podcast. In closing, gaining clarity is an everyday skill that one has to focus on. It's an everyday language that one has to learn. It's an everyday understanding that one has to go through. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be difficulties. But you can come out on the other side. You can grow. You can develop. You can improve. You just have to give yourself permission that you can improve. So to gain clarity, you have to have direction. And when you have direction, you have to be willing to do any everything that it's going to take for you to get to the next step. Not skip steps, but get to the next step. And when you get to the next step, you're able to develop more within yourself. So if you got value from this and you really got in tune with the conversation, let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway thus far on why gaining clarity is so important for yourself. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a review. To leave a review, go to Failures Knowledge Podcast, scroll all the way down, click show review, and leave a 5-star review and your biggest takeaway. I greatly appreciate it. If you're on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe button, because we're making a difference. We're making an impact, but it starts with me, but it doesn't end with me. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Let me know your biggest takeaway. Again, I appreciate y'all for typing in. And I'll see y'all next time.